Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, as hard as it is to believe, not everybody is a cheerleader for Donald Trump like I've been this morning. I know it's hard to fathom, yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:07, fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call the 9 o'clock stretch it out. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, and it is a happy hump day, Trump Day, and yes, Trump told the truth yesterday, and the rest of the world needed to hear it, and they did. Problem is, people in our own country, these so-called media talking heads, these pundits or politicians, they don't get it. Tuesday, MSNBC All In, Senator Mark Kelly, the Democrat from Arizona, said folks have to just stop listening to President Trump. It was the host, Chris Hayes, said, I mean, at a certain point, you run out of adjectives to describe the rhetoric of the President of the United States. But what was your response to the speech today? Kelly said, well, he's adding more countries every day. I think it's because, you know, he said before the election, he was going to end the war in Ukraine and Gaza on day one. Unrealistic. And it seems like he's insecure about this, not being able to accomplish what he promised. You know, I think folks have to just stop listening to him. I really feel bad about having to say that. Sure you do. And maybe we just give them a medal. Remember, at the end of The Wizard of Oz, the wizard gave the lion a medal. I think that is the point we are at. Are you kidding me? That's his reference. World affairs, in this climate that we live in right now, he wants to refer to the Wizard of Oz and giving out medals. Could this person be taken seriously? This Senator Mark Kelly and the host that talks about the president's rhetoric. See, there's a huge disconnect. What do Americans, what do they care about? The economy. Isn't that important? Would you say the economy's on pretty good footing? It's not perfect. But inflation, certainly under control. The price of energy is down.
Yeah.
Unemployment is extremely manageable. The stock market doing very, very well. All of these measuring sticks. The economy's doing well. So when Trump made a promise to address the economy, he did all of those things like he said he would. What was the other big issue? What was a big election issue? Illegal immigration. What did Trump do? And literally did that on day one. He started to secure the borders. And then, not just being happy with that, because that wasn't good enough for the American people, he began the deportation of illegal aliens. Some of which, many of which, were committing some of the most heinous crimes. Now, public safety is always supposed to be a high priority, and it is on people's minds. It is directly correlated with people's perception of the quality of life. If you don't feel like you're safe going down the street, like many people felt in Washington, D.C., for example, now they are safe. Now they feel safe. That's quality of life. President Trump gets that. these folks on the left, why can't they at least acknowledge these things? Why don't they say some of the president's rhetoric is, you know, over the top in our opinion, but he has addressed some of the major issues people are concerned about, like the economy and illegal immigration. But they can't do that. They can't bring themselves to do that. There's a disconnect. They can't, they don't want to deal with, well, what is the reality? And it's interesting when you hear these people like, you know, The View and Whoopi and all the other ones that come up on a regular basis, and some of the people that we mention, and they're always, you know, they've got Trump derangement syndrome, clearly. And do they realize that they are on the losing end? The left is losing. I mean, in every major poll, even on CNN, their own pollsters are saying, in all of the areas that matter most to the American people, the Republicans aren't just winning on those concepts and ideas. They're crushing the Democrats on those. And the Democrats' answer to that? They double down. They think that attacking the president somehow, I was kind of a fan of Trump's, but then I heard people on the left saying, you know, really negative things about him. And so then, yeah, I'm not a fan anymore. I mean, think about that. How utterly absurd that is. Look, these are common sense things. The borders are secure. Inflation's coming down. And remember, oh, you can't. Tariffs won't work. Tariffs will kill the economy. That's a lie. Tariffs have been highly effective. Countries are still calling Trump every day, wanting to work out a better trade deal, a better trade program. And I've even got a story here. Inflation cooling, that's good, as businesses absorb tariff costs rather than pass them to consumers. You know who said that would be mostly the effect? Donald J. Trump.
Imagine that.
He was right.
Again.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, the left, the hard left, like my brother, they're screaming real loud now about Pam Bondi going after political enemies. And I just wanted to get your take, because I heard the story yesterday for the first time. Apparently, the Biden administration sent undercover FBI agents to set up Tom Homan and entrap him. At the end of last year before the election, and it's not getting a whole lot of coverage, but boy, for somebody who is screaming don't weaponize the Justice Department, they got a lot. How brazen do you have to be to scream like that? They had to know this story was going to get out eventually. I just wanted to get your take on it.
Well, they saw Tom Homan as a threat. They knew if Trump got reelected, he'd probably have a position somewhere of authority. And they felt like he would be an easy target. And they claim that they have him accepting, you know, cash from these people for the promise of contracts. Well, first of all, it would have to be premised or prefaced on a Trump win. Would you hand somebody $50,000 in cash? That's called betting. Yeah, if you're at the bet on the racehorses. People don't do that.
So, Bob, can you get me a contract if I give you $50,000?
Sure, I can.
For somebody you don't work for yet?
It'd be tough.
Who might not win?
I just want the money. Just give me the money.
Okay.
No, the bottom line is procuring government contracts is an art, and there are people that can help you to kind of negotiate that, and generally their hand is out and they want money because they know the trick. It doesn't mean they can make it happen. It's not that simple. Mm-mm. You can't just say you get the contract, generally speaking.
Yeah, this is not Hillary and the you know, Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
Right.
They were basically trying to entrap. They were agents saying that they were contractors. They wanted to get these contracts. Mm-hmm. But I went into a little bit deeper yesterday, but I appreciate you bringing it up, Donnie. Let's go to Shep. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, in the immortal words of Jack Nicholson, the truth, you can't handle the truth, which comes to mind. You know, you guys read what I wrote. And, in my industrial life, after I've seen the same defect, the same screw-ups committed time and time again, I would tell coworkers exactly what I thought of them and what they could do to correct this problem. And yet I would always get taken into HR or taken aside by my supervisor, and they would say, Chef, you need to be more diplomatic. And I would look right at my supervisor and look at the executives, and I'd say, you want diplomacy? Go to the United Nations. You want to know how to build a fire truck cab? Come to me.
Yep. That's exactly right. When corporate the corporate world began doing that, walking on eggshells, I would call it the overtly political correct approach to everything, that's when many businesses honestly suffered. That's when poor employees, it was difficult to get rid of them, and it was difficult to communicate to them. I made the anecdotal story, basically, and I think many people can relate to this. Hey, yeah, we're going to have a meeting today. Everybody in the conference room, you know, 2 o'clock, right? Everybody's there. Oh, what's going on? You know, and a person in authority would go, hey, look, there's some people that aren't carrying their weight. Everybody needs to, you know, pick up the pace. We need to do this and this and this and this and this. So who received that message and who's going to try harder? The people that are already pulling the damn cart. And all the idiots, the lazy ones, the stupid ones that always have an excuse. You know what they thought when they left that meeting? I'm glad they weren't talking about me. You've got to be direct. When you have an issue with someone, you have to tell them like a man. And when I say a man, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man. You're in the workplace. You got to toughen up, thicken your skin. And when the, you know, the boss or whoever's in authority tells you, hey, we need to get these things done, you need to be able to say it directly, and you need to be able to acknowledge that. And if you're not ready for that, you're not ready for the workplace, in my opinion. But clearly, I don't run the world. Sorry, Shep.
No.
You're right.
If only.
The rest of them are wrong, but here we are. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Some upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. It's all coming up. More headlines. We'll catch you up. And, of course, that breaking news out of Dallas with a shooter killed at an ICE facility. More details coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped.
Truth teller Trump. You go, my man. 924 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Trump addressing the United Nations yesterday, telling it like it is. And, of course, that's going to upset a lot of people. And, I mean, he went off on everything from the borders really to the green energy thing. And he pointed out some ironic things as well. He said, look, in Asia, they dump much of their garbage right into the ocean. And over about a one-week, two-week journey, it flows right past Los Angeles. You've seen it. Massive amounts of garbage. Almost too much to do anything about. Flowing past Los Angeles, past San Francisco. And then somebody would get in trouble because he dropped a cigarette on the beach.
Whoa.
The whole thing is crazy. Wow. Wasn't that? I mean, the way he painted that picture.
Yes.
Yep. The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow these insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune. And, of course, China was the big one that he was referring to. And he did. He went off about the windmills. He said, oh, these windmills, you know, they're ugly and, you know, they break all the time and they're expensive and all that. You see any windmills in China? No. No, but they build them and they send them to the rest of the sucker countries and laugh while they enjoy cheap energy from coal and gas and oil. They laugh. They are. We're the suckers. And he pointed that out. Perfectly.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the left is going to go crazy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You know, if you look forward to things and life's going to throw you curveballs. Seriously, we all have our ups and downs. You know, you've got physical ailments. You've got, you know, emotional stuff. You got relationship stuff. You know, maybe you've got your kids or you're taking care of aging parents. Man, we have our challenges, and no doubt. But aren't you happy? Really? I mean, that you are on the right side. The right side is now the winning side. How does that feel? Remember the depression that began to set in? You know, it was a little bit over Obama, but for the most of us, we were kind of like, we were dealing with it. We were getting over it. We still wanted our country to do well, even if we, you know, disagreed with maybe perhaps how this so-called leader was going about it. And then Biden came in, and it really was, it was depressing. This guy doesn't know what's going on, who's really running the show. But now we're winning, just like we knew we would if we got a chance at power. My message to the Republicans, don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. And if you're a conservative and you're not a Trump fan, get over it. Together we win. Do you want the left to promote their ideologies? Then shut your pie hole and get on the Trump train, brother. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there, my friends. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't bother doing anything if you're not going to do it with passion. That's why we love you, Greg.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
All right.
It is 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, it's been a mess on the interstate. And it's hard to get a straight story from anybody, isn't it? Because I've got eyewitnesses sending me pictures of what's going on. FHP says something. I don't know how you do it, but what is the latest? I-75 southbound been a mess since 5 a.m.
Yes, had the dump truck not realize you're supposed to lower that dump when you go under an overpass.
Oh, yeah, I would.
That's kind of lesson number one. That runs into the overpass, so then you got damage there. You got construction work going on. You got repair work going on. But it looks like at this point, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, because we do have folks keeping an eye on these things for us locally, that actually a lane is getting through. Now, you're still going to deal with a backup for a while, but that's what you got going on.
Yeah, it's still moving slowly, and it just, I know the frustration builds, but folks, just take it easy. You got it on the right radio station.
That's right.
We're all gonna be okay.
We've been talking to FHP. We got listeners on the ground. We got it covered.
Christy Nome, she puts out the warning about how reckless somebody like Gavin Newsom is talking about ICE. And she said, look, somebody like Gavin Newsom is making the job, being working for ICE, is already difficult. It's a difficult job. It's a dangerous job already, under the best of conditions. But he's making it more dangerous for ICE to be able to do their job. And I mean, she aired this out recently, like last night with Sean Hannity. And no sooner, 7 a.m. this morning, shooting. Three people critically wounded at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in Dallas, an ICE office. Right after Christy Nome warned that the kind of things Newsom and others, the rhetoric that's going around, what they're talking about, ICE officers have been under attack. They've been doxxed. They want to try to push a law where they can't wear a mask. So that they can be easily identified. When in the world would that make sense? They're the good guys. They're not the banditos. Newsom and others apparently don't understand it. Oh, yeah. But now you've got a shooting. Oh, you know what they'll say the answer to that is? We're gun control in, Gavin the clown. Police responded to ICE enforcement office. This was shortly before 7 a.m. This was in Dallas. And you've got one shooter. You've got a shooter dead, and the possibility that there may be other shooter/snipers. So this story is still big time in the development phase. We'll continue to follow it. But, I mean, literally, it was just last night. Christy Nome talking about it. Yep. And she was being more specific to what they're trying to do in California, but I think the overriding message is they've already got a dangerous and tough job to do. And the rhetoric inflames the situation. And what happens when you start inflaming things? You've seen the lefties take guns and shoot at people. Noam argued that the California law banning law enforcement's use of masks was part of the threat. You and your family, you've had to move into military housing, host Sean Hannity said. Now this bill, which doesn't really become law until January, the state of California is going to tell federal authorities that they have jurisdiction now and they'll enforce the laws of our country, what they're going to wear, etc. She said, yeah, that's not going to fly, Sean. You've already mentioned that. It's unconstitutional. So this was just something that they could use to posture and attack our ICE enforcement officers again. That's what's so irresponsible about it. Governor Newsom waited many, many days to even sign this into law. And like you said, wouldn't even be enforced until January, which means it's pointless. It's just something that they want to talk about. She said, I was a governor when I had a bill and a policy that I thought was very important for my people in the state of South Dakota. We put an emergency clause on it. We signed it into law as soon as possible. That means that Governor Newsom doesn't really think it's important. I think she's right. I think he is doing this just clearly for political reasons.
Yeah.
And she said he just wants to use this to raise money. He wants to use this to go out and try to make himself feel like a big deal. He's doing it by attacking our law enforcement officers and making their lives more dangerous. Like I said, she's on with Hannity saying you're making the lives of ICE agents more dangerous. Just hours later, you've got a shooting in Dallas at ICE agents there.
Imagine that.
Yeah. these people on the left. They don't get it. Clearly.
No.
Department of Homeland Security announced that 2 million illegal aliens have either been deported or self-deported from the U.S. since Trump took office January 20th. According to DHS officials, ICE agents are on a pace to deport almost 600,000 illegal aliens by the end of Trump's first year in this now second term. Broken down more specifically, they estimate 1.6 million illegal aliens have self-deported from the U.S.
I love that part.
Well, it's look, they put together a program between, you know, DHS, Homeland Security, President Trump, to say, hey, you know, self-deport. In most cases, you get some kind of a stipend if you complete the journey and all that. And then you will have the green light to come back legally into the United States at some point in the future. And many of them decided to take advantage of that. So that's been a very effective tool and fiscally responsible one as well. So again, you know, Trump is winning. The streets are getting safer. And slowly but surely, America is becoming a better place. And all the while, I got this ad from CNN promoting a book, and it's also promoted by, I guess, one of the MSNBC bozos. And the reason I clicked on it is because the title of the book, The Last American President. Before I realized who it was coming from, I thought that it maybe it was a positive thing about Trump, and then, hey, he might be the last of his kind, whatever. Oh, no. Hmm. No, these people are off their flipping rockers. Yeah. If you care about the country, the future of our country, you need to read this book. The Last American President is not just another political analysis. It's a wake-up call. I wrote this book because we're at the most critical time for democracy.
Oh, the D word.
In America since the Civil War. Whether our nation survives as a functioning republic depends on what we do next. And then he goes on to say, Donald Trump is not an accident of history. He was shaped into the perfect vessel for authoritarianism.
Oh, the A word. Okay.
And the forces that empowered him are still at work today. In this book, I lay out how we got there and what we must do to stop America from sliding into permanent strongman rule. Wow. I never thought that I would be happily living under some form of dictatorship. But I got to tell you, Greg, I'm pretty happy.
Well, it seems to be working out okay for us. We were racing. Bad.
But he has got to be, I don't know, one of the nicest dictators.
Well,
we come,
Yeah, I mean,
he makes Mussolini look really mean.
Oh, well, he was mean. Just saying.
Listen to this stuff. Here's what you'll discover if you read this book. Trump's authoritarian psychology. From his father Fred's cruelty to Roy Cohn's ruthless training, Trump learned that kindness is weakness. And power means never apologizing. His entire presidency was the predictable expression of that lifelong pattern.
Kindness
is weakness. You know who wasn't very kind?
Who's that?
President Biden.
Oh,
he didn't seem to be all that kind, especially if you questioned him.
No.
Remember the one guy at the one of the automakers?
Yeah. I don't work for you, I think, was the quote of that president.
Well, to quote the stuff without the cuss words, yes.
Yeah, mom's listening, and I don't talk
good
that
job. And then the author goes on to say, the billionaire machine behind him, which this is hilarious. You see, billionaires supporting politicians is awesome. If they're from like Apple or one of the techie companies like billionaire,
that.
like Elon Musk was the greatest billionaire ever until he shook hands with Donald Trump. Oh no!
Then he was hated.
They use this as a thing. This is why Trump is bad. The billionaires are behind him. It's like the billionaires. These people have contributed more money to the left of center, folks, the Democrats. Mm-hmm. in I think the last three, if not four, election cycles. So
yeah,
you might want to do a little homework if you're going to write a book.
Yeah,
just saying. He said Trump didn't hijack the GOP. He delivered on decades of work by billionaires and corporate interest who turned the party into a tool for plutocracy. Yeah, his 2017 tax cuts were a $1.9 trillion payoff repeated again this year. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So Trump didn't hijack the GOP.
Yeah.
You know what Trump did? He told Americans things that they wanted. He told them about it, that he could deliver those things. And guess what? He has. He didn't hijack the GOP. He won the American voter.
Yep.
And whoever wrote that book, good luck, pal.
Yeah.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Time for things that make you smile. You can share those with us. Upbeat Positive Thoughts brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. It is another day in paradise, my friends. A warm paradise, yeah. The feels like temperature is going to get to about 105 today, so kind of be prepared for that, my friends. But then,
yes,
I mean, fall is in the air. It's just a matter of weeks.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try.
I'm trying to keep it positive because it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat Positive Thoughts, if you'd like to share them with us, why not? 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Greg, what you got?
Well, I got one, but I think it's against the rules. I've heard before. My friend Alex, he's Alachua County Sheriff's deputy.
Uh-huh.
He's having a birthday today.
Alex is having a birthday?
Alex's having a birthday today.
So oh, it's too bad we can't do a shout-out.
So it is against the rules. So
yeah.
We can't say Alex at ASO is having a birthday today.
Well, I mean, if we could, we would do it similar to that, probably.
No, but
if we could.
But we can't, so we won't.
Yeah, so we feel bad, Alex, that we can't, you know, celebrate your birthday out loud over the radio.
Because that would have been, I mean, how cool is it when you get to hear that it's, you know, your birthday and people acknowledge you. And then
people know that, you know, we're pro-law enforcement and stuff.
Absolutely.
Unless you're writing me a ticket, then, you know, then I hate you. No, that we're pro-law enforcement. And and plus, he is actually a friend of yours.
Yeah, yeah. But sorry, Alex, can't mention your birthday.
No.
I tried.
But rules are rules, and even if the rules don't necessarily make us smile, a birthday wish kind of does.
So does birthday cake.
Even if it's quietly.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you say birthday cake?
I did say.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Yeah, Matthew Cargill, a teacher at Okaloosa High School in Iowa, after Charlie Kirk was murdered, he posted one Nazi down on social media.
Wow.
And then he was befuddled as to why he was fired. Really? He said, look, that post on my Facebook was merely rhetorical hyperbole. Should have went for the free speech argument. Yeah, because free speech does need protection, but it also comes with consequences, and that, it appears, is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.